Hello and welcome to episode 351 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and as always, I'm your host. What do we do here? Well, we're reading through the Bible, and we're doing it on three tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament, and track three is the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day we read from one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track one day. We're back in the book of 2 Samuel. Our translation this week is the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. 2 Samuel chapter 16. David went a short way over the top of the Mount of Olives and met Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth. Ziba had two donkeys with saddles on them. The donkeys also carried 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and a wineskin full of wine. King David said to Ziba, "What are these things for?" Ziba answered, "The donkeys are for the king's family to ride on. The bread and the summer fruit are for the servants to eat. And the wine is refreshment for whoever begins to feel weak in the desert." Then the king asked, "And where is Mephibosheth?" Ziba answered the king, "Mephibosheth is staying in Jerusalem. He said, 'Today the Israelites will give my father's kingdom back to me.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "All right, I now give you everything that belonged to Mephibosheth." Ziba said, "I bow to you. I pray I will always be able to please you." As David came to Bahurim, a man from Saul's family, Shimei, son of Gera, came out cursing David again and again. Shimei began throwing stones at David and his officers. Both the people and the soldiers gathered around David to protect him. They were all around him. Shimei cursed David. He said, "Get out! Get out, you no good murderer! The Lord is punishing you because you killed people in Saul's family. You stole Saul's place as king. But now the same bad things are happening to you. The Lord has given the kingdom to your son Absalom because you are a murderer." Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dying dog curse you, my lord the king? Let me go over and cut off Shimei's head." But the king answered, "What can I do, sons of Zeruiah? Yes, Shimei is cursing me, but the Lord told him to curse me. And who can ask him why he did that?" David also said to Abishai and all his servants, "Look, my very own son is trying to kill me. So why shouldn't this man from the tribe of Benjamin want to do the same? Leave him alone. Let him continue to curse me. The Lord told him to do this. Maybe the Lord will see the wrong things that are happening to me and give me something good for every bad thing that Shimei says today." So David and his men went on their way down the road. Shimei kept following David. He walked on the other side of the road by the side of the hill. He kept cursing David on his way. Shimei also threw stones and dirt at David. King David and all his people came to the Jordan River. They were tired, so they rested and refreshed themselves there. Meanwhile, Absalom, Ahithophel, and all the Israelites came to Jerusalem. David's friend, Hushai the Archite, came to Absalom and told him, "Long live the king! Long live the king!" Absalom answered, "Why are you not loyal to your friend David? Why did you not leave Jerusalem with your friend?" Hushai said, "I belong to the one that the Lord chooses. These people and the people of Israel chose you. I will stay with you. In the past I served your father. So now I will serve you, David's son." Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Please tell us what we should do." Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Your father left some of his slave women here to take care of the house. Go and have sexual relations with them. Then all the Israelites will hear how you humiliated your father, and they will be encouraged to give you more support." Then they put up a tent for Absalom up on the roof of the house. Absalom had sexual relations with his father's wives so that all the Israelites could see what happened. So in those days, Ahithophel's advice was very important. Both David and Absalom accepted his advice as though it were the word of God. 2 Samuel chapter 17. Ahithophel also said to Absalom, "Now let me choose 12,000 men to chase David tonight. I will catch him while he is tired and weak. I will frighten him and all his people will run away. But I will kill only King David. Then I will bring all the people back to you. If David is dead, all the people will come back in peace. This plan seemed good to Absalom and all the leaders of Israel. But Absalom said, "Now call Hushai the Archite. I also want to hear what he says." Hushai came to Absalom. Absalom said to Hushai, "This is the plan Ahithophel gave. Should we follow it? If not, tell us." Hushai said to Absalom, "Ahithophel's advice is not good this time." Hushai added, "You know that your father and his men are strong men. They are as dangerous as a wild bear when something has taken its cubs. Your father is a skilled fighter. He will not stay all night with the people. He is probably already hiding in a cave or some other place. If your father attacks your men first, people will hear the news and think Absalom's followers are losing. Then even your bravest men will be frightened, because all the Israelites know that your father is a powerful soldier and that his men are very brave. This is what I suggest. You must gather all the Israelites together from Dan to Beersheba. Then there will be many people, like the sand by the sea. Then you yourself must go into battle. We will catch David wherever he is hiding and attack him with so many soldiers that they will be like the dew that covers the ground. We will kill David and all of his men. No one will be left alive. But if David escapes into a city, all the Israelites can bring ropes to that city and pull its walls down into the valley. Not even a small stone will be left in that city." Absalom and all the Israelites said, "Hushai's advice is better than Ahithophel's." Actually, Ahithophel's advice was good, but they said this because the Lord had decided to make Ahithophel's advice useless. He did this to punish Absalom. Hushai told the priests, Zadok and Abiathar, what was said. He told them what Ahithophel suggested to Absalom and the leaders of Israel. Hushai also told them what he himself had suggested. He said, "Send a message to David now. Tell him not to spend the night at the places where people cross into the desert. Tell him to go across the Jordan River at once. If he crosses the river, the king and all his people will not be caught." The priest's sons, Jonathan and Ahimaaz, did not want to be seen going into the town, so they waited at En-Rogel. A servant girl went out to them and gave them the message. Then Jonathan and Ahimaaz carried the message to King David. But a boy saw Jonathan and Ahimaaz and ran to tell Absalom. Jonathan and Ahimaaz ran away quickly. They arrived at a man's house in Bahurim. The man had a well in his courtyard. Jonathan and Ahimaaz went down into this well. The man's wife spread a sheet over the mouth of the well and covered it with grain. The well looked like a pile of grain, so no one knew to look there. Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house. They asked, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" The woman said to Absalom's servants, "They have already crossed over the brook." Absalom's servants then went to look for Jonathan and Ahimaaz, but they could not find them. So Absalom's servants went back to Jerusalem. After Absalom's servants left, Jonathan and Ahimaaz climbed out of the well and went to King David. They said to David, "Hurry, go across the river. Ahithophel is planning to do something to you." So David and his people crossed over the Jordan River. By sunrise, all of David's people had crossed the Jordan River. No one was left behind. When Ahithophel saw that the Israelites did not do what he suggested, he saddled his donkey and went back to his hometown. He made plans for his family and then hanged himself. They buried him in his father's tomb. David arrived at Mahanaim just as Absalom and the Israelites who were left with him crossed over the Jordan River. Absalom and the Israelites made their camp in the land of Gilead. Absalom had made Amasa the new captain of the army. He took Joab's place. Amasa was the son of Ithra the Ishmaelite. His mother was Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, the sister of Joab's mother, Zeruiah. When David arrived at Mahanaim, Shobai, son of Nahash, was from the Ammonite town of Rabbah. Maker, son of Amiel, was from Lo Debar. Barzillai was from Rogalim in Gilead. These three men said, "The people are tired, hungry, and thirsty from the desert." So they brought many things to David and those with him. They brought beds, bowls, and other kinds of dishes. They also brought wheat, barley, flour, roasted grain, beans, lentils, dried seeds, honey, butter, sheep, and cheese made from cow's milk. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, we've seen that King David does not always get things right, and that point is underlined as chapter 16 begins. Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, who was Jonathan's son, and who David had made manager of Mephibosheth's estate, was not satisfied being just the manager. He wanted to own it. So he met David while David was fleeing Absalom and gave him supplies, which ingratiated him to David. And when David asked where Mephibosheth was, he told him that Mephibosheth had joined with Absalom. This was, of course, an out-and-out lie, but David bought it, and he gave all of Mephibosheth's property to Ziba. David will come to regret this. Next, David wisely restrains himself when Shimei attacks him with curses, rocks, and dirt. Of course, Shimei was wrong about David unjustly overthrowing Saul, but David knew that he, David, was not a blameless man. And then Hushai comes to Absalom offering his services. Remember, though, that Hushai was a spy from David. And next, Absalom asks Ahithophel what his next move ought to be. And Ahithophel gives him horrible, despicable, evil advice. He tells Absalom to have sex with his father David's concubines and to do it so that all of Israel will know about it. Well, this, of course, is a fulfillment of the curse that God put on David for what he did with Bathsheba. So much dishonesty and conniving in chapter 16, and it is matched in chapter 17, culminating in the suicide of Ahithophel when his advice is rejected and he knows that his time is up. Dishonesty, lust, murder, power. These things generally do not make a good recipe, and the lives of David and the people of Israel are certainly prime examples of the tragic consequences of ignoring God's laws. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 351.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we're on track 2, which will bring us back to the book of Hebrews. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.